AircheckDownloads.com.
Live this weekend, where the action is. Tony Blackburn.
Hi, everybody. How are you? Welcome. Saturday is 17th of July. 2021, of course, and nice to have you with us. The sun is already shining here in London. It's going to be a scorcher, as they say in the press. Let's start off with a scorcher from the Animals called I'm Crying. That was their second UK and top American hit, I'm Crying, from the Animals from 1964. How are you this morning? I hope you're all fit and well. And, well, it's going to be a gorgeous day today. Very, very hot indeed in most areas. And as I said, the sun is already shining here in London. It's just great to see that. Just makes everybody feel better, doesn't it? Hey, I'd love to get texts from you, 88 to 91. Of course, you can tweet me at BBC Radio 2. And I've got an email address, tonyb@bbc.co.uk. So we'd love hearing from you, your wedding anniversaries, what you're doing today, if you're getting married, and jokes, of course. We've got a very high standard set by Gary Alpin in Birmingham, and I'll read out his joke in a moment. It is very good, though.
You'll find the fun radiates around Radio 2 from the BBC.
Dare I say, it's probably a new one. I haven't heard it before. And for me, that is quite something, I can tell you. Well done, Gary. I'll read it out in a moment. Here are the foundations. Maybe now that I found you from 1967, that's the foundation. I'm wearing very little foundation this morning. Just a bit of blush, just to take the shine off the forehead. But apart from that, completely natural. Gary Alpin has set the standard, I think, for this morning. He says, Tony, have you tried the new Elvis-themed steakhouse? It's for people who love meat tender.
BBC Radio 2, Tony Blackburn. Whoopee!
That is good, Gary. I like that one. And I love this from Bobby V on Sound of the 60s.
If you found another guy.
I just love Bobby V. And that one there called Run to Him. I remember going out and buying that one many, many years ago. In fact, in 1961, before I even started broadcasting. A lot of you, I know, are on the roads quite early because of the staycations these days. You know, not so many people going abroad. I certainly wouldn't even dream of going abroad this year, I tell you. And there's so many wonderful places to go in this country. I mean, my wife and I, we've been to Devon. We've been to Cornwall just for about 3 or 4 days' breaks and things like that. I'd rather have that than worrying about green and amber lights and all that stuff at airports at the moment, at any rate. And it's lovely, you know, just go down to Cornwall, have an ice cream tea. Beautiful. Nothing like it. These are the Elgins, and heaven must have sent you. So if you are early on the roads this morning in the brilliant sunshine, let's have this one, shall we? Here on Sound of the 60s. Total up, it's so early in the morning as well, and she'd rather be with me right here on BBC Radio 2.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I kiss you.
It's always lovely getting your magic moments. It's that time when you hear a record and it reminds you of something lovely that happened in your past, and it's always lovely to get them from you. And you can email them to tonyb@bbc.co.uk. Somebody who's done this is Marion Tarry. Hello to you, Marion. You say, dear Tony, in my early teens, I was something of a tomboy. So was I, Marion. Playing touch rugby with the gang in the park and sitting around listening to our transistor radios. When I was around about 14, the local youth club had a dance, and I decided to be the girl for the evening. I wore my pink dress with the stiff petticoats and even a bit of makeup on. I remember those days very well. I did exactly the same. Not wearing stiff petticoats, of course. Anyhow, you go on to say, when I got there, I was staggered to see a sixth form girl with a slightly older young man that I had a crush on for ages. Well, my magic moment came when this Adonis approached me. I don't remember approaching you. I'm sorry, this other guy approached you and said that he couldn't believe how pretty I was and that he had always been unsure of whether I was a girl or one of the boys. He then asked the DJ to play Venus in Blue Jeans for me and asked me to dance with him. Well, I still remain a tomboy after that, and at least for a little while. But I go got this wonderful excitement after I dressed up and also heard this song. Thanks for emailing in, Marion. Here's your magic moment.
NewJackDownloads.com.